Harper Audio presents The Cold Between by Elizabeth Bonesteel, read by Catherine Mangold. Prologue. T-minus 25 years. CCSS Phoenix. 60 seconds to detonation. Please evacuate the area. Kate ran towards the Phoenix's infirmary, grumbling with frustration. When she'd told Captain Kelso they could evacuate quickly, she had expected more than 5 minutes' notice, and now there was no way they'd transfer everything in time. They had moved their patients and started shifting the most essential drugs, but she had fewer than half of her everyday remedies and almost no tools at all. At this rate, she would be practicing frontier medicine on the 9-week trip back to Earth. If anyone had a heart attack or a compound fracture in that time, Andy Kelso was going to be dealing with some injuries of his own. She passed one of her clinicians running in the other direction, his arms full of vacuum-sealed pouches. "Last of the antigen packs," he told her. "I'll get the scope," she called over her shoulder. "Stay in the res wing." "Aye, aye, Chief." She heard his pace pick up. 50 seconds to detonation. Please evacuate the area. She turned and entered the infirmary, frowning at the number of people still rummaging through the shelves. "Didn't I tell you people to get the hell out of here?" Amy was shoveling topical healers into a bag. "Big bang," she said tersely. "People will be bleeding." "Not if it goes as planned," Kate reminded her, opening a cabinet and pulling out a portable medical scanner. Her scalpel kit followed, and she took a moment to strap it around her arm. "What part of this mission has gone as planned?" Kate was not the only one who laughed at that. Tension release.